Now from JMI Wealth this Friday morning, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
It's been a rough old ride for Sky City, hasn't it?
Yeah. Amongst all the numbers yesterday, actually, was the fairly frank admission that Sky City has said sort of hide it up, see you later, to attracting the big roller gamblers from China. And that was a big part of the strategy a few years back. It's not a thing anymore.
Send an S-class out to the airport, roll the whales in and watch the money flow.
Yeah, they're not doing that anymore. Getting back to the result, look, we talked about Fletcher Building yesterday, and Sky City Entertainment Group is another one of those listed companies that has had what we'll call an eventful last few years. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, if you polled all the NZX listed CEOs and asked them how they would like their next few years to be, I think uneventful would be very high on the wish list. Look, the result was soft, Mike, but that had been well signalled, so the market was sort of expecting that. Earnings, $277.8 million, that was down 8% on just over $300 million in the previous year. It was at the bottom end of the guidance range, which had been given at $280 to $285, so it was just under that. Just looking through some of the aspects, visitation, so feet across the doorway, that held up well. Unfortunately, it was offset by lower customer spend, so they're getting the people, but just not spending as much money. Costs are creeping up. They're moving back to normal operating hours. They're getting more tables working. You've also got the new hotel opening, so you need people. Wage inflation is still an issue. They also have some additional costs as they prepare for the introduction of online gambling regulation in New Zealand. Currently, you've got the offshore players sort of dominate that space. They don't have all the proper compliance and AML. We're bringing in regulated online gambling. Sky City will have an up-to-standard offering, but you've got costs in getting there. The new hotel, the Horizon Hotel, the part of the International Convention Centre complex, that opened on the 1st of August. So you've got 303 rooms there, five-star accommodation. That is forecast to provide about $8 million of earnings contribution in the 25 financial year. The car park concession, December 23, they bought back the car park concession for $204 million. This in the 25 financial year, that's expected to contribute $17 million to earnings. No major updates in the convention centre. Still believe that will open in calendar year 25. Mike, in the background, they've got some regulatory matters that are playing out. There's a thing called mandatory carded play coming in July 25. That will restrict the number of hours that people can sort of sit there and gamble away. That will affect their earnings. But they have maintained their FY25 earnings guidance between 245, 265 million. Share price, small fall, down 4 cents. So all relatively well signalled and expected.
Right, we've got Kerry from the airport who'll give us all the flannel in a couple of moments. So you give us the real oil here on what happened.
Well, it's one of those companies that everyone has an opinion about, don't you? Particularly if you need to use it often. I very much look forward to the day when the seemingly never-ending construction disruptions are over. Look, Mike, the result was largely in line with expectations. Earnings are up on last year. Total number of passengers are up 17%. That's pretty good. 18.5 million passengers now. 5% rise in domestic, but quite a strong lift in international passengers. So 29% lift there. Revenue up strongly. 43%. Mike, there's an awful lot of moving parts to the airport result these days. You may not realise it, but it's as much a property company these days now as it is an airport operator. Net profit after tax looked very anemic. It's down sharply, but that was materially affected by a big change in the treatment of depreciation on buildings. Remember, there's been a change there. So they took a big tax hit on that front. You've got to take that out. Sift through all the numbers. What do you see? You got a strong return in international capacity. That's positive. China connectivity is coming back. So at some point, Chinese economy recovers, and hopefully we get the full recovery in Chinese visitors. There are the planes to bring them. High levels of capital spend in the coming year. They're making good progress on the new domestic terminal. Good growth in car park and revenue. Now has an investment property portfolio worth over $3 billion. The outlook is cautious. Look, I did hear some sort of comments yesterday, people saying, hey, they've got less planes landing, but they're making more money. And, you know, you do get those sorts of murmurs of monopolistic pricing, and certainly the airline companies would have an opinion on that. Guide to underlying earnings of for the next year, 280, 320 million. That reflects modest passenger growth. As I said, share price down 0.4%, relatively unchanged.
Other numbers, please.
The Dow Jones. So we're all sitting around waiting for Jerome Powell to open up the big party for all the economists and central bankers in Jackson Hole. So that's the big issue over the next sort of 48 hours, 24, 48 hours. In the face of that, the Dow Jones is down 183 points, 40,705. S&P 500, 5565. That's down about 1%. And the NASDAQ just under a bit of pressure, down 1.3%. 17,681 is the mark there. The FTSE 100 gained 5 overnight, 8,288. The Nikkei was up 0.68%, 38,211. Shanghai Composite down 8, 2,848. And small moves on the Australasian markets yesterday. The ASX 200 up 16.2%, 8,026. The local market down about a quarter of a percent, 12,469. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets this morning will buy you 0.6134 US, 0.9155 Aussie, 0.5525 euro, 0.4689 pounds, 89.79 Japanese yen. Gold has just dipped down a little bit, $2,481.
Here we go.
Here we go. Set you up for the weekend so you can get that car and rev it all the way up north. $77.34.
I'll take it. Go well, mate. From jmowealth.co.nz, Andrew Kelleher.